we've been having this discussion in our senior thesis meetings, because so often when students start creating dances, you start making things from what you've repressed down a little bit. It's not quite so conscious. So often the first dances are sad or angry or and then you keep exploring and other qualities come up, the whole multidimensionality of our human experience. You don't have to be, you know, sad and dramatic to be a modern dancer. We're human. The whole realm is present. But for me, whatever, quote, dark is, and this is our conversation in these meetings, has always meant to me fertile. It's meant to me rich. It's meant to me like the dark, fertile soil of Illinois, for example. It hasn't been like a bad or to be avoided or, you know, grotesque. These are words that have been used recently in a thesis meeting, that going into the dark is going into the grotesque. To me, as you're saying, and thank you for articulating it, it's a place of the unknown, which of course is what we're interested in as human beings and artists. If we already knew what we were doing, why would we stay in this field? So whatever is not known is a little bit in the dark or in the shadow, but I don't prioritize light over dark, and I certainly, in the diversity world, I mean, it feels like we just have to change the language around, you know, like every shade. And as a painter, you know, I started as a painter, my dad was a painter, every color and every shade is part of the spectrum. And so somehow that informs my sense of the investigation. And I, you know, I think any of us who were raised in certain religious traditions, we had to kind of like work our way through. You know, through that process, I had a Sunday school teacher who was quite scary, that had a white angel, a good angel on your right shoulder, and a devil on your left shoulder. And if you paid attention to the devil on your left shoulder, you would go to hell. And that does a number on your body, for one thing, between your right and left side, and between the good and the evil and all of those things. I had to work through that and realize that, you know, he was terrified of himself, and that's nothing I wanted to perpetrate in my life. My whole sense of being an artist is the freedom and the courage to explore, not to pre-know or prejudge an experience. It's a rich investigation we're in, this dialogue between the body and the earth, which I think of as one. And I think that's also a really useful dimension for dancers, to understand that we're part of larger systems. Right. We don't have to create everything. That we're that we're part of a moving universe, and how fun to explore that relationship and not feel so alone, even when we're working alone.
To listen to the full audio of this interview and to learn more about the Somatic Visionaries program, please visit ritualandresearch.org.